We are on a Monday night class. We're learning from Mishkan Israel. We are on a page Chav Bet and Chav Aleph. We're just finishing the foundation of the mitzvah of the Ona, the Yesod HaChibur Mitzvah HaOna. Last time we finished and we explained how much each person is supposed to sustain the Ona. And they said that those that the people that are traveling, they need to be with their wife every day if they have the money at home. And the people that are working in a different town and they come and they're traveling back to the town, they need to be once a week with the wife. And the person that is working in the same town and he doesn't travel far enough, he need to be with the wife twice a week. And the people that they are working hard, like they say Hamurim, they are really in the work all the time, once a week. And the camel, the people they traveling far with the merchandise, 130 days. And the people that they are sellers, they are once in 6 months. And the smart person, the person that is sitting and learning, Talmid Chacham, that is learning Torah from Friday to Friday. And we learn the Shiur Ona, the aspect how much is the Ona supposed to be. The roots of that is the Ketubot, Samech Alech ve Samech Bet, that means that it's from the Gemara Ketubot, page 61 and 62. And Tam Shiur Ona, the reason that the sages gave us what is the sense of the Ona that the man need to unite with his wife. העונות שניתנו חכמים על דרך סתם קבעו אותה כי אמרו דעת האישה שהיא מתפייסת בכך. The חכמים, when they gave the reason to what they gave it according to the needs of the wife. How much and where and when the husband supposed to please her. לפי מה שהוא כוחו ותענוגו, according to his strength and his satisfaction. התורה מסרה דבר לחכמים להבחין בין אחד לפי אומנותו שהאישה תספיק בזה. משמע, העיקר הוא שתספיק האישה. That means that the חכמים come and they give us all this information that according to the needs of the wife, how much the wife needs, this is how much they need to satisfy her. אלא שכן דרכה להסתפק לפי כוחו ובריאותו ולפי זמנו שיש לו לתשמיש. The wife need to be satisfied according to his strength of her husband and according to his time and according to the things that he be able. היות בדרך זאת אין פרישות ביניהם וגם דעתה דאחי ניסית שינהג כפי דרכו באומנותו. That means that they saying that is not different between what he want to give and what the wife needs, but according to his work and according to his being there, as much as he be able to do, that's what is her expectation. ומכאן שקביעות הזמנים היא בבריאה, that means that this time that we are sustaining is according to what is the reality of the creation that the person is really there. For example, הטיילים בכל יום, those people that they are not working, and they are traveling all the time. They are just going from place to place. Every day, they need to be with the wife, if the wife needs, because they are available, they are there. כי הטור שראוי למעט בעונה זו ברשותה, that even though that we already explained that you need not to be next to your wife like a rooster, that all the time, כדי שלא יתגבר יצאו עליו, that his desire will not take him over. ודין טיילים אינו מצוי, and the people that are traveling, they is not there all the time. He is all the time on a move. For example, הפועלים שעושים מלאכתם בעיר אחרת, the worker that they doing the job in the next town, and they traveling every night back to the town. די לו בעונה אחת מפני טורח הדרך. He need, it's enough for him one time because the way that his traveling time that he have make him weak that he doesn't have the strength to do that. דהיינו מקום שאינו קרוי סביבות העיר מחמת שאינו מגיע לשם בקל. That means it's not close to his home and he's traveling long time together. And the traveling, this is making him weak, he's getting tired. ואם עושים מלאכה בעירם פעמיים בשבת, if they are doing מלאכה work in their own town, so twice in Shabbos they can do it. ופעמיים מסתכר במלאכתו ואינו חוזר גימל ימים. That means he sometime walking and he doesn't come home, just come home every 3 days. ורובה דעלמה דהיינו כפועלים לתנן שתיים בשבת. That means the most of the people in the universe, they are workers, they do it twice in Shabbos. ועונה תלמיד חכם, and a person that he is a smart man, that he is sitting learning all day, he does it from Friday to Friday. But Brown, not in it, Hatam, Emat Amar Shemuel, Mashi Piresh Rashishu, Belel Tanug, Ushvita, Dan Ataguf. He said that the Friday night, Shabbos, this is the night of the comfort that the person comes to Onik Shabbos, and this is where is the body is rest the most. That means that his desire is the less. וברמה אמר, תלמיד חכם הוא נתן בשבת בפני שיש, שתורה מתישה כוחם, that the Torah make them weak. It's very hard to do it during the week because when you learn Torah you get in the Torah weak at the body, make the body very weak. ודרך תלמיד חכם לשמש מיטתו בליל שבת, לליל שבת. And the person that sit and learn all day, he is serving his bed from Friday to Friday. וכתב תשמיש המיטה מעונג שבתו. And the Chachamim said that the Shabbos come, the table need to set, the bed need to set, that means that is one of the comfort of Shabbos. לפיכך עונה תמיד חמחם, הבריאן משמשים מליל שבת וליל שבת. And from here we learn that תמיד חכם, that he is the healthy one, he served his bed from Friday to Friday. מבואר שיש בעונת תלמיד חכם שני עניינים. When we're talking about תלמיד חכם that is learning Torah, we have two different aspects. האחד שיעור העונה לפי כוחן. One is how much he need to do according to his strength. פעם אחת בשבוע, at least once a week. והשני שקבעו חז"ל לדרך תלמיד חכם לליל שבת משום עונג שבת. That why they say Lel Shabbat, that because the comfort and the pleasure of Shabbos. Ve'az ha'ona meshubachat, and then the time, the unity is the best quality because the spirituality is the highest in this moment. Ve'en ba bitul bidur tamudam, and is no stopping, doesn't limit them to keep learning. U'mashma she'adavar na'asa mishi'ibud ha'ona, and this thing been done according to the needs of the owner. שיהיה דרכו כמנהג תלמיד חכם, that he is going to behave according to his level as a smart man, as an educated man. ולזה הביאו הפוסקים דין בכלל חיוב עונה תלמיד חכם. And that's what the sages come and they give us this obligation of תלמיד חכם, of a smart man, that educated guy, the way he need to keep everything in purity according to the purity of Shabbos, that's the way he sustained his purity in his relation. בהשלמות שבעונת השבת לבני הזוג ולבנים, they say the completion of the unity in Shabbos, this is only, is not only for Shabbos only, it's for the couple and the children after. וברישה בכל, that means to make this act that is going to be according to Shabbos. It's going to be a Shabbos and act. That means it's going to be in the very, very high spiritual moment. That means not to make it any mundane, God forbid. She'en alav mitzvat ona ve'eno ba lidei hirhur. That in a day, in mundane day, he doesn't have any mitzvat ona. This is not in a kedusha. And if a person doesn't, they said that Rabbi Levi said that when a person wanted to limit it himself, they cannot tell us how to limit it ourselves in the unity of Ona, but they can tell us what to limit ourselves, how, what not to think of. Not to be drunk, not to be angry, not to be thinking about different things. They gave us that a person that is coming to different thoughts in a relationship, מפורשת במקומות רבים בזוהר, they give us many explanations in the Zohar, והורו להוסיף בעונת שבת, באהבה ושמחה, יעבדון תוספת בשבת, דפיוסה דה ודה דה דה ברכימו דה, that means that they said that the Shabbos, Shabbos is the Shabbat Malkata, and if a person want to know how to be prepared for his wife, he need to know how to prepare for Shabbos. And if he is the pleasing of the wife is like the pleasing of Shabbos. If a person know how to make Shabbos right, he know how to please his wife right. That he need to come into Shabbos, sorry, with love and happiness and preparation for the week. That it's all his mind, is not in a business, is not in a worry, is not in a different thoughts that he have in the mundane day, it's only in the holy and the kedusha. And you have the Shabbos, the way we sustain Shabbos, we sustain that we're supposed to keep Shabbos by thinking, by talking, and by doing. So according to our action and our thoughts and our the way we speak, it's supposed to be a very special language that we speak in Shabbos, and very special clothes, and very special act, and very special thoughts that we are coming into Shabbos. ומצוות עונה בשבת היא לכל אדם. And the mitzvah of the honor of Shabbos is to every person. כמו שנאמר, כמו שאמרו, אוכלת אמו ליל שבת, ולכן תיקן עזרה ונהגו ישראל אכילת שום, בעל שאני said that the lady, they say in the Ketubet that when you come in Shabbos, that's finally you have time to sit to eat with your wife together. This is like a family time. You are not in a rush, you are not running, nobody gonna call, no business deal, nothing bothering you. And that's the reason Ezra, Tikel Ezra, שנהגו ישראל באכילת שום באשר. That means that the Jewish people used to eat garlic on Friday night to give them an extra stimulation. ובראתם, בעונת שבת, בעונה הוא לכל ישראל. And to be unified in Shabbos is to entire Jewish nation. זמן עונה הוא בשבת, שנאמר ושמרו בני ישראל את השבת. And the time of the unity is in Shabbos, that it's written, ושמרו בני ישראל את השבת, ראשי תיבות ביאה. That the head letter of Shabbos, ושמרו בני ישראל את השבת, ראשי תיבות ביאה. ומכאן דאף אנשים בכלל ציווי עונה שבת שגם הם בכלל שמירת שבת. That means if this is ביאה, that means unity between the husband and wife, and if this is unity, that means that it's required for the lady exactly as much as for the guy to be able to come into Shabbos and to keep the Shabbos and the unity either with Shabbos and either with each other. ויש תוספת חיוב כלפי האישה. And the Chazal come and tell us that you have an extra obligation to the wife. שלא לדחות קיום העונה משבת לזמן אחר. Not to push the unity of the relation with the husband from Shabbos to any other day. כמו שנאמר הטור, like the tour said, ויהיה זהיר לקיים עונתו, that he need to be very careful the way he unite. וביאר, המבטלו פעם אחת נענש. The person that is limited, he doesn't do it in Shabbos, he get punished for that. אף על פי דמשיחיה משמעיתה, דאפילו לאו הוא פורע, even that he לבה ופורע, that he did it in any other time. ולזה כתב הטור, יהיה זהיר, that reason the tour said that he need to be very careful. והביא המעשה דיהודה ברי דרבי חייה, שנענש על איחור עונת שבת. That they give the story that they said that Rabbi Bria, the Rabbi Chiya, that he got punished because he did not unite, he delayed the relationship that's supposed to have with his wife they did it later. והואיל והוא זמן עונה, הווה יותר צער לה אם יתחנה שלא מרצונה. That means that the time that to please the wife, and if he's going to delay that, not from her will, he's going to get punished for that, God forbid. מבחינת, נראה דעתה להורד, דצריך שקודם שיגיע הלילה, חייב לראות תוספת חיבה ואהבה עם זוגתו. So from here we understand that the person, if the night, before the night comes, the person need to sustain, to try to sustain an extra love to his wife, to generate love, that she will feel loved and dearing before the Shabbos coming. רצה לומר בזהירות זה, he said that you need to be very careful with that, שירדוף בינו לבינה אהבה ואחווה כל, that means that it's going to be running after her with love and understanding all other time. כדי שלא יגיע לשום ביטול עונה בשבת. It got to be that he's not going to come to Shabbos and he is not going to be able to fill up the mitzvah of unity. בעניין עונה תלמיד חכם בזמנו. We are talking about in the time that the smart person need to make the unity on time. הביא באיגרת מבעל קאי, זכרונו לברכה, את דברי האחרונים, וכתבו האחרונים, זכרונה לברכה, דלכאורה, מכיוון שבזמננו אין לנו זה שנקרא תלמיד חכם. So he's saying here that they bring in from the word of the האחרונים, that in our time we don't have what they call a smart man, a person that is sitting and learning that he is called תלמיד חכם. לחזל, כי אין נזהרים מביטול תורה כדין. That means that even today the people they learn in Torah, they are not be careful from the learning Torah, that they are limited the Torah from learning, that they need to learn Torah all the time. That those people that they are תלמידי חכמים, they used to learn Torah day and night. That in our time, people are not careful the way people used to be careful. ועוד כמה טעמים in other subject, מכל מקום, כיוון שהטעם, זה תלמיד חכם רק פעם בשבת, משום שהתורה מתי שכוחות, that they said that the person that is educated, that he is very learned, he need to do it one time in Shabbos, because the Torah is taking his strength away. כי עיקר גם בתלמיד חכם שבזמננו, this also working on the person that is learning Torah in our time. ואם כן, מי שיודע שהוא בבריאות הדר דינה, לחייבו בבית פעמים בשבוע. If a person know that he have a strength that he be able to do that, he need to, the lady can demand from him twice a week. וכמו שנאמר בכל זה בביאור דהלכה, בסימן רשמם, עיין שם. וכן הזהירו, המעיל צדקה והחתם סופר, they already said that the מעיל צדקה and the חתם סופר, they make us worried about it. ידוע, דעיין במנהג, רוב תלמיד חכם בזמננו, that I need to know what does it mean to be an educated man in our time. תרם שהגיעו לידי העמידה, לימי העמידה, before they come into the age of knowledge, ופשוט, דעתה, דמנהג, דתמיד חכם, סורי, ניסית, וכן הבעל המתחייב בכתובה לנהוג בזה כמנהג גוברי דיהודין, דהיינו כמנהג אנשים שהסוג שלו. That means when a person saying, when we sign the כתובה, and they say that a person need to be behaved according to the man, Jewish people like him, that means every person have his own obligation, every person have his own limitation, like we described, that every person, according to his work, according to his strength, according to what he does, he have his own limitation for to be able to sustain his being in this universe. And he, the person, when he signed the ketubah, he said that it's according to minhag, govrin yudin, according to the minhag of every Jewish person in his own level, he need to sustain his obligation. דהיינו כמנהג אנשים מסוג שלו, that mean the people like him. הוא פשוט, דה רוצה לפתור עצמו בפעם אחת בשבוע, the person that he want to limit himself to be enough for him once a week, ולא פעם בשבוע, not twice a week, קרוב דאבה ספק דאורייתא ממש, that basically is like ספק דאורייתא, that he is passing on בל יעבור. ועד כן שמעתי ברבים מראי דחושבי שמו שנוהגים לשמש מיטתם בליל דלת, וזה לפי הגמרא דגמרא דתענית. They said that when we say that the person need to unite with his wife, he need to unite according to her needs and according to his ability. באגרות משה כתב לחייב בימינו תלמיד חכם בית פעמים בשבוע. That אגרות משה said that you need a person need to sustain the unity with his wife twice a week. ואף על פי שכבר כתב הטור, that even though that the Torah, שעתם שיעור העונה כפי שעמדו דעת האישה שהיא מתפעסת בכך, that means that they say even though that they already explained that the, what is the amount of the unity with the lady according to how much is to satisfy the wife, and they already explained that, מחד שמשור פריצת הדור בקנאת ירח חברתה, דעת האישה מתפעסת פעם אחת. He said that even though that we are in a time that many boundaries been broken, ואין דעת האישה מתפעסת בפעם אחת, and the wife is not enough for her one time, יש לייעץ ואף לחייב בפעמים בשבוע. You need to give advice and even to force the person to try to be with his wife even twice a week. וסיים, בעיקר, בכל פעם, בכל לפי כוח האדם, and the main thing according to his own strength. שמעתי, ואם היה יודע קודם הנישואים שהוא אדם חסיד, הוא פרוש במיוחד, if he knew before the marriage that he is a chassid, and he separate many times from his wife because he is a chassid, and he is a very special chassid, או שהוא מהאנשים הנוהגים דווקא פעם אחת בשבוע, or he is from the people they just do it once a week, אינו חייב בית פעמים, he doesn't have to do it twice, two times in a week. וכן אם מחלה בלב שלם, and the same thing, God forbid, if he doesn't have an, a strength for that, he doesn't feel well, he can do it in a complete, any question.
Do you have to say it before the marriage? To say, I'm doing it from Shabbos to Shabbos, or what's the end? That's something you have to actually, like you said, the chassid or whatever. I'm saying, does he have to say, this is what my plan is? I'm not saying it's going to happen, but that's my question. Is that something you have to state?
The reality is that everything that they said to us is according to the needs of the ladies. A man, when he is not allowed to limit his wife to anything,
right. Okay.
With the needs. And if he is a Talmid Chacham, he need to behave like one. He need to behave like one, that the wife look at him like he is a Sefer Torah, walking Sefer Torah. It's not nishta simple that you just said, you know, I am a Talmid Chacham and I am just do it once a week. It's, but in another hand, the reality, what they said, that today the border are broken, you need to marry the wife according to your level. And the thing need to be understand before what is your obligation, because they're saying here according to your job, according to what you do, this is what is your obligation. And even though that is Talmid Chacham, that we're talking about at the time Talmid Chacham was sitting and learning day and night, he's not mevat limudo for anything. That's a different kind of Talmid Chacham. This is not what we learn today. Mm-hmm. So he said, even though that they bring in that that Tigrot Moshe said that even Talmid Chacham today have an obligation twice a week, twice in Shabbos. And especially in our time that everything is broken, all the boundaries and the stimulation around is not as modest the way it was. The person need to know in which environment he's surrounded for to be able to behave according to the environment.
What if the woman changes her needs, like, as the time goes on, she could have more, right? She could want more than...
If everything going according to the needs of the wife.
Right. So
the husband cannot... The husband, but they cannot, if he doesn't have the strength to do it, they cannot force it, you understand? A man, need to have a strength for that, to be able to sustain that. So it need to be on both ends, as much as the wife have need, that it's the husband, when they said that everything need to be according to the need of the husband, of the wife, that the wife, the husband need to be there to satisfy his wife, not any other reason. You understand? If the husband is there to satisfy his wife, so that means he need to be there for his wife. And everything need to be around the wife. The thing is that in Shabbos, they said that you need to unite in Shabbos, because Shabbos is the time that the man is not busy with the work, not busy with the outside universe, not busy with anything. He's just busy with... He's basically... He cut himself away from all the rest of the universe. Nobody gonna call, nobody gonna look for him, nobody... doesn't have to rush anywhere. So he be able to dedicate the time completely to his wife. That's the main things in Shabbos, that the man need to sustain Shabbos by doing, thinking and talking. And that's the way he need to honor his wife. And if he does it in a mundane day, it's a very difficult, not to answer the phone, and not to listen to this, and not to this, and tomorrow is a working day, and what you have in your mind, and to disconnect yourself from all the rest of the universe. And to honor your wife and the children, that said that if, the unity in Shabbos is important for the wife, for the children, for the light in the house, for Parnassa, for everything. So it's not only for the wife. Basically, the wife needs, we already explained it to that before, that the lady have needs is not like the needs of the husband. The needs of the husband, because he gets stimulation from the outside universe. The needs of the wife is like a person needs for food. They have craving from inside. There's nothing to do. They have basic needs to sustain their being in the house and the universe around them. And the way a person getting hungry to eat food, same thing, they get hungry for needs, but this needs is coming to sustain, is the highest level needs, is godly needs, that a man is not allowed to starve his wife, that she have needs to build the home, to build the children, to build the husband. Basically, she is constantly projected to the universe, and that's her needs for to be able to keep shining.
Do you need to understand the needs before you get married or not?
To understand the needs, I don't know if you understand the needs before you get married, because it's if you are a religious Jew, you're not touching until the wedding.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is, you always say that you have to. There's so many ladies that you could marry. You have to marry a lady whose needs you can meet.
100%. But so this we are talking about different needs. We're talking about when a man married a lady, he need to know that he be able to satisfy the lady according to the level of parnasa that he bring, and according that she is not going to constantly demand things that the husband cannot deliver. Yeah. Understand? When the lady have an expectation, you need to know what is her expectation for to be able to sustain her. If she's going to be satisfied with the home that you bring, if she's going to be satisfied with the money that you bring, if she's going to be satisfied, it's all about her, it's nothing to do about you. And if you plan to spend, if she is planning to spend, you're making $10,000 a month and she plans to spend $15,000 a month, you cannot afford her. She needs to know to be able to survive with less than 10. So you're going to be able to save something for the future. I know many ladies, the husband brings a certain amount of money and they demand is more than that. And the husband said, what should I do? That's what I have. And she wants this and she wants that. So the lady needs to know before that's what you can afford now. If God's going to give you more with God's help, you're going to be able to give her more. You don't want to leave it at her, but that's what we're starting with. And then everything could happen. God could give more, yes. But amen, there's no limit. God is not limited. According to the people are limited. The people are limited each other. If the people are building each other, we're going to be able to get as far as the universe go. But if we are not understanding that God give the parnasa, and the parnasa come from the relation between the husband and wife, and the lady going to demand, and every her demand is going to be just a failure for the husband, because the husband cannot climb more than what God gave him, and more she shine on him. She need constantly to keep shine on him, and to believe that God will give him more to make her happy. Little by little.
So before they're married, a woman wouldn't even know what her physical needs are, right?
No.
That's why you don't have to know what their
No, but the lady, but the lady need, the lady need to know that she is going to be happy. They said, the lady that she is, what is the shakshira or saratzumbala? The kosher wife does the will of the husband. She know what he can be able to give her, and she is very happy about it. She is not going to demand more because that's what he can give. So Bezrat Hashem, that we all going to be able to sustain the needs of our wife, to understand what is our limitation before we get married. We need to know in which category we fall in. And the most important is to look at the wife as Shabbos. And the way you prepare for Shabbos, you need to prepare for your wife every day. So when Shabbos comes, when you are with the wife, you need to honor her by thinking, by talking, and by doing. And if you're going to, people going to respect the wife and honor them like they honor in the Shabbos, they give us Shabbos before to be able to practice. So they say Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you need to buy things for Shabbos. When Shabbos comes, everything you buy is Lichvot Shabbos, Kodesh. That means the same thing you do with your wife. Then we're going to be able to build a trusting home in Am Yisrael, and to be able to be a wonderful children. We're going to be able to see Mashiach Zeken, Rabbi Amen.
Amen.
Thank you everybody for coming. Thank you everybody for watching.